In New Delhi, emergency measures to protect people from this, a pollution crisis. Schools and colleges are closed indefinitely. Classes will be taught online. Polluting industries like construction have been ordered to shut down until next week, and nearly all vehicles are banned from entering the city. These people aren't pleased.
Gradually, the schools should open because I want to play with my friends, have fun with my classmates, and also learn better.
We don't need knee-jerk solutions to this kind of problems because those things will never solve it.
Authorities are sprinkling water to settle dust and using anti-smog guns. They're also encouraging people to work from home. One climate activist asked the Supreme Court to force authorities to reduce pollution levels.
Every morning we get hefty affidavits containing long lists of promises and assurances from various governments, but nothing is changing.
Experts say the government needs to involve corporations and citizen groups to make its policies more effective.
What we need are, you know, more concrete measures which can actually go beyond just the policy directive from the government to the community and to other stakeholder groups. Policy is a statement of intent, but you know what we need is direct action, and multi-stakeholder engagement is needed.
The new steps are facing political and legal problems. Construction unions are challenging the ban, and Punjab's government is asking for more funds to help stop farmers from burning their crop residue.
The Met Department predicts the weather will remain dire for the next few days because of falling temperatures and slow winds. The Supreme Court will decide next week whether the city will go into lockdown. Much of that depends on whether the measures that have been taken have any effect. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.